Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was quite a night of ice hockey here at Brayhead Arena. Brayhead Clan have beaten the Belfast Giants by 1-0. It was a breathless, pulsating game of ice hockey that saw the Clan edge the Giants, winning only 1-0 on a very tense night indeed. There was plenty of chances in the first period, but neither goal was breached as the sellout crowd were treated to an absolutely fantastic match. But there was breakthrough, 25:09, a shot from Ryan Kavanagh on point. His bullet shot beat Chewback, but it came off a touch by Salters, and Clan were 1-0 ahead on the power play. Later on, Stefan Meyer set up Salters at the back post. Carson Chewback blocked it low, and then Jeff Mason's shot was on target. That was blocked by Kyle Jones and cleared away. There was controversy in 44 minutes early in the third period. Mike Compan was kicked out of the game, receiving a 5-plus match penalty for physical abuse of official. It incensed the Giants coach, Steve Thornton. But my goodness, the Giants made a game of it in the remainder of the match. But Kyle Jones holding out firm. It's his 7th shutout of the season. Clan remain top of the league after winning by 1-0. Reaction to come. Nice. Clan coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, how are your fingernails after that one, first of all?
That was a... we said we needed a playoff mentality, and that was definitely kind of a playoff game. Obviously, it won nothing, pretty tight defensively, and we did it the hard way. You know, we didn't execute on the chances we had, and... You know, usually you don't end up on the right side of the score sheet, but we were able to grind it out tonight.
It's a strange one, because we're usually talking about the goals that you score and the players who scored them, but your defence tonight, absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, obviously Jones, he's leading the charge back there. And I thought defensively we played well. You know, they're a very, very good hockey team. They're very offensive. They got good defence, and they broke us down, and every time they did, Jonesy was a wall, and we were able to kind of stop the flow and get out of trouble. And our centerman did good on draws tonight, and that was key. So no, we had it. You know, 5-on-5, we played great. You know, obviously you want to execute on your power play, but sometimes it doesn't work. You know, and that's just hockey. And you know, unfortunately, on the 5-on-3s, you'd like to at least get one, but you got to give Belfast a lot of credit. They blocked a lot of shots, and we couldn't penetrate.
Belfast might make the argument about the refereeing tonight, but they lost Mike Compan, a physical abuse of an official. What did you make of that one?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't figure out what the delay was, and I thought they were just arguing the Westgarth penalty. I didn't see it. I had no idea. I didn't see it. I just thought they were arguing the Westgarth penalty, which you know looked like a clean hit, but you know we. Yeah, obviously it goes in swings, and sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. But didn't see what happened to Compan, so I can't really comment either way.
But it started that lengthy power play spell, couldn't put one in the net. Obviously, were you concerned at that point that it might have been a turning point in the game?
Obviously, big time. Frustrated. We even had to use the timeout, but we ran some plays, and you got to give those killers credit. They blocked. I mean, David Phillips must have blocked 4 or 5 shots. And when we did get through their goalie, made some big saves. So frustrating for everybody. But yeah, the big thing is trying to control that momentum, because you know a team goes like that and kills off that many penalties. Usually they come back, and we had to absorb some pressure for the next 3 shifts. And that's when Jonesy came into the game. And like I said, he got us out of trouble tonight.
We thought Kavanagh got the first goal. Obviously, it was given to Lee Salters. Do you use Cavi a lot in that position from point as well? Was that something you worked on in practice? Did you see something in Belfast that Cavi's shot could have really made a difference in that situation?
No, he just works off one of our units, you know, and it just happened. We won the drawback, and we went direct to the net with it. We like Cavi back there. We think he's got a great shot. He's got a great release. Tonight wasn't his best night. Obviously, on the 5-on-3s, he was struggling to get anything through. They were doing a good job taking him away. We probably need to get a bit more creativity when those happen. But again, we can look at that, and we got a few days of preparation Monday and Tuesday before we play Hull. So, honestly, we played a really good game 5-on-5. You know, apart from the short little spell there in the power play where we didn't execute, but that happens. You can't look down on it. I thought 5-on-5. I thought we played very we were dominant tonight.
Talk up Kyle Jones again. Another shout out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm running out of good things to say to him here about him. He was incredible tonight. You know, he made some huge saves, and he never really panics. He kind of makes it look boring and easy back there, but he's our MVP every night, and we're lucky to have him.
I said in commentary, he's a big reason why Clan have been top of the table for as long as the team have now. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, you can't be in first place and without a goalie. And if your goalie's not your best player most nights, you're usually not gonna have success. So tonight, I thought, I could count the games on one hand where Jonesy wasn't unbelievable. You know, and tonight he was great. And like I said, we play with confidence in front of him. When we break down, Jonesy's there, and he had a big one tonight.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Colin Shields joins me now. Colin, disappointment in the result tonight, obviously. Good performance, but certain things didn't go your way.
No, I mean, full credit to the Clan there. They played well for, you know, two and a half periods, and obviously run into the penalty trouble at the end, and, you know, that is what it is. But, you know, the Clan played a great game all night and had some solid goaltending back there. And, you know, I said it before, you're not going to win too many games if you don't score any goals. So, you know, they played good defense and made it hard for us to get to the net, and the chances we had to battle for, and then obviously Jones played really well. So it was a tough game, and I thought it went back and forth, and it was just unfortunate when we thought we were playing it, kind of finding a little bit of stride and putting a little bit of pressure on the third there, and then we obviously ran into the penalty trouble.
Mike Compan, physical abusive official. We didn't see anything in commentary. What was the view from your team?
I didn't see either, but apparently he, on his way off, kind of had a confrontation or bumped into the linesman or something, and the referee said he didn't see it, so he said he had to take the linesman's word for it. And but you know, it's just if it's kind of a disappointing way to be done for a 5-on-3, if you know, especially for as long as it was, if it was something minor or if it was accidental. So I guess we'll see on the tape, and if, you know, I'm sure Steve will send it in. If you know, nothing can happen now, it's not going to reverse the result, but if he can send it in, and, you know, we've had a little bit of a trouble with that linesman before, and he's called this for a 5 minute before that wasn't a 5 minute, so hopefully, you know, we can kind of, you know, the referees have to be good as well, and disappointing if it wasn't a penalty, you know, but well, I guess we can find out when we see the tape.
But you killed the penalty, though. I mean, that was fantastic work from Belfast's point of view as well. Did you feel at that point, having killed the penalty, still only one goal in it, you could have fought your way back?
Yeah, I mean, it was still, it's like seven and a half minutes, and I thought we put on great pressure on a third, and it was just a little too late, and, you know, Bray had packed in pretty tight, and we had some good chances right down to the wire, but, you know, the goaltender played well, and the defence cleared it away from the front of the net, and you know, we just couldn't get it done.
You and I spoke on the radio station earlier in the week. We talked about the form and the way things have been going. How big a damage does this do to your title chances?
Yeah, it just kind of sums up our season a little bit. We kind of put together a good performance and then obviously follow up with, you know, not saying tonight was a disappointing one, but, you know, not one of our best games. And, you know, we have to find more consistency, especially down the stretch. If we want to, you know, stay somewhat in the title hunt, we obviously need a lot of help from some other teams and things to go our way if we want to be there at the end. But you know, we've got to make sure we pick up a form, find a way to score on a consistent basis.
What's the big positive you can take from tonight's game, if any? Is there anything you can take from that?
It's hard to
you're
take
smiling.
Any. Yeah, man, just it's hard to take any positives when you lose a game. I mean, people say that stuff all the time, but you know, when your only option is to win every game, you know, almost out, it's there's not really much you can take from it.
Thanks very much, Colin. Kyle Jones, Clan netminder, 7 shutouts. How does that sound?
Sounds pretty good, but you know, it just goes to show how well everyone's playing in front of me, blocking shots, clearing pucks, and, you know, letting me see them. And you know, 7 big games, 7 big wins. That just adds to the list. You know, win is a win is a win.
Definitely. I mean, what was it like those last few minutes? Belfast were really turning it on, really, really raining down the shots on you. What was that like?
Yeah, it was a bit of a firing squad, but you know. Like I said, the guys blocked, I think in those last 5 minutes, they must have blocked at least 10 shots, and you know, it just makes my job a lot easier. It's nice that they sacrifice themselves like that for me and for the team and for the win.
I was saying to the coaches, you know, we normally talk about the goals and the scorers and things like that, but tonight was all about defence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was about protecting you, protecting the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, that must be the most pleasing thing about tonight's result.
Yeah, for sure. You know, both teams got some good chances, some offense scoring, but, you know, for the most part, both teams were shut down in the offensive zone. So we knew it was going to be a tight game like this, and nobody really wanted to give up an inch.
Context of the league, how big a result is this, though? And when you take the performance into account as well?
Yeah, it's huge. We needed, we needed to beat Belfast, and we got 12 games left, and to win the league, we know we need to win the majority of them. But that's definitely in the back of our heads right now. All we look forward to now is Hull on Wednesday.
Well, on Wednesday, yep, you got a day off tomorrow. But again, is that equally as big, that one?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every game from here on out is huge because, like I said, we need to win the majority to win the league. So anytime we can pick up points, we need to do it.
Thanks very much, Joseph.
Anytime.
And that's the view from both camps tonight. Brayhead Clan winning by 1-0. The next game for Brayhead Clan, it's a league game, and it's Hull Stingrays come to Brayhead Arena this Wednesday. That's the 11th of February 2015. That face-off is at 7:30. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700 or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. I'll repeat that for you. Brayhead Clan taking on Hull Stingrays this Wednesday, the 11th of February 2015. Face-off is at 7:30. You can get your tickets now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844-499-1700 or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. My thanks to Clan coach Ryan Finnerty, Belfast Giants forward Colin Shields and Brayhead Clan netminder Kyle Jones. Brayhead Clan winning by 1-0. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.